Annie, UMH Mobile.
KI-7, UMH Mobile, listening on 147.26.
Morning, Mr. Rick. Where are you off to? I'm going to assume Charlevoix.
You have chosen correctly. I am headed to Charlevoix today. And normally, with my new schedule, I'd be heading to Harbor Springs. So that was a good catch. Where are you off to today? Anywhere good?
First, I'm headed over to Inland Lake Schools, so Indian River. And then after that, I'm headed to Harbor Springs-ish, like between Harbor Springs and Bayview, to go to the Little Traverse Bay Band there to reinstall some modems.
Ah, cool. So you got a little bit of a study plan today. You got snow down there? I think we may be getting some lake effect or something. Coming down pretty good at home down with Rapid City, but seems to be lightening up as I head north.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm noticing. It's not really snowing here anymore. I'm just running to Acme right now. It's not really snowing here, but the roads are a little slick. Yeah, definitely snowed. I think we got about an inch over at my place.
Okay, about the same in my area. Yeah. Yeah, the roads are a bit slick. As you make it over to the swamp, I stopped in for like a half an hour on Sunday. I think it was Sunday.
It would have been Saturday. I was out of town Saturday, so I was not able to attend, unfortunately.
Okay. Hey, have you been to any of the other ones, bigger ones, downstate or outside of our area?
The only swamps I've ever been to are this one the most. I've gone to the Luce County Swamp once. I've been to the Gaylord one a couple times. I went to the Cadillac one once. And then the biggest one I've been to is the Hudsonville Swamp. I don't know what this truck is doing. He's taking up the turn lane and the go straight lane. Okay, he's going straight. Thanks, dude. Anyway, so yeah, the largest swamp I've been to is the Hudsonville Swamp, and I only went to that once, and that was like 3 years ago.
Okay, yeah, only one I've ever been to is the Dairy Lane. I went to, last time I went, I did my general and spent most of my time dealing with that, so I didn't enjoy the swap much. Jeff was there trying to sell us wares. He was busy in sales mode, so I didn't really get to talk to him much either, so I was just curious. Just curious, but so life's been good. You're still sticking with the running around and fixing radios and stuff, I take it.
You know, what's funny is I actually haven't been on the road as much lately, although I feel like that's going to kick up soon. Again, especially around springtime. I'd say springtime to summertime is probably when it's going to kick up with radio service. That's usually when it did. It did around the same time last year, so. Thanks, Google Maps. Oh, boy. It keeps talking. Anyway. So, yeah. I'm going to Inland Lakes to look at three radios. They're bonking out of range, but I'm wondering if it's just wrong place, wrong time for it to be bonking out of range or something. I don't know. It's weird. But then, yeah, we haven't had a whole lot of radio service to do at the shop either. Mostly just been building vehicles.
I guess that's not bad. You know, you can tell at the shop, it's a lot nicer. I'm running Apple on my car, and I have totally turned off the voice. I can look down and get all the information I need in about a half a second. So, having some yelling at me is kind of annoying. So, just saying. There or just
Mr. Rick, you were out of the repeater more than you were in the repeater, so I didn't get a whole lot of any of that at all. That exhaust fan must be turned on, because I really wasn't hearing you that great from the get-go, but I was able to understand you, and then it just, you faded out into nothingness, so. I can meet you over on VA6.
KI7 QMD mobile monitoring 140. Oh, heck, I forgot the. Monitoring 145.19.
KA8 SPW, mobile.